order up.
We continue our division by division NFL preview as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the NFC North. Now, last year you went 0-4. I went 2-2. Jordan Love. It boils down to Jordan Love. Neither one of us believed in Jordan Love. We had no love for Jordan Love.
0-4.
And he fucked us all. So there we go. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for that. But that was last year. This is this year. I think we both acknowledge that this division is going to be tougher. But who's going to come out on top? From 4-1, what do you got, D?
All right. I'm starting off with the Minnesota Vikings. I just don't see it. J.J. McCarthy's already hurt. Sam Darnold is a starter. And I believe in Sam. I love Sam. Got a bunch of his rookie cards. They don't have a running back. And their defense is mediocre at best. So I'm going to start with the Minnesota Vikings. Hold on a second. God for that cough, Mike. Number three. I've got the Chicago Bears. Man, they're talented on offensive side of the ball. I think they will struggle with a rookie quarterback, but watch out next year. I think they'll be over 500, but they're going to come in third. Number two, I've got the Detroit Lions. I just don't see the Lions replicating what they did last year. I think they're good, but they're going to have some hiccups this year. And number one in all your hearts is Green Bay Packers. I'm all in on the Packers. They're young. They're talented. They're coming. They got the highest paid quarterback in the league. And yeah, I'm in on the Packers. We got
9-9, 7,000 yards. Yeah, highest paid quarterback in the league, baby. That's what it's all about. So who's going to get paid next, and what is their record going to be? 1-0. Lock that man up. He won one game. Lock that motherfucker up for good. I want him in a lifetime contract. Oh my God. You are bullish on the Bears. I am not. I got them finishing in last. I think Caleb Williams is going to struggle. Talent does not necessarily equate to winning. Just because a team has a lot of talent doesn't mean they can gel. We're going to see, because they have played exactly no time together. We will see. When the lights are on brightest, what's Caleb Williams going to be? We don't know. We absolutely don't know. Not that he's any better, because we do know who Sam Darnold is at this point. He's a competent NFL backup. He's good enough to get you beat. He's like every other quarterback outside of the, rarefied air. He's just another guy in this league. But I got to figure that Kevin O'Connell is going to coach the shit out of him. Everybody seems to get better in Kevin O'Connell's system. He still has Justin Jefferson. That definitely plays. And the defense isn't going to be that bad. So I have the Vikings in third. Second place. This is hard because both teams are really good. And the Packers definitely made us eat our words last year. I'm going to go with the Packers in second place. Both they're going to make the playoffs. They're absolutely a playoff team. I just think that there's going to be a few more bumps in the road this year. Like, Jordan Love played amazing. Right? He got his money. 500, he's a 500 quarterback. At the end of the day, 500 quarterback for his career. We'll see what he can do. I think there's going to be the highs of highs, but there's also going to be a few games where we'll be like, Jesus Christ. Like, what? That's to be expected from any player. That's growing pains. That's absolute growing pains. Which, number one, Jared Goff, man, steady Eddie. Like, that's who Jared Goff is. And Ben Johnson, he's got that Detroit Lions offense. He's got that thing humming. That Detroit Lions defense is going to be coming for you. So I have them repeating again as your NFC North Division champions. And this year, I think they're not going to crap the bed if they get to the NFC title game. I think that Dan Campbell has also matured a little bit. He has to. Otherwise, he ain't going to be around very long. You can't coach with your balls. Sometimes you got to coach with your brains. You know, we talk about Mike McDaniel and how he has to mature as a coach. You can't just run it up all the time. Dan Campbell, you cannot go for it every single fucking time. That sometimes you have to lay up, to use a golf parlance. Sometimes laying up is okay. And hopefully he learned that lesson, because you got something special here. And it would be a shame if the Detroit Lions backslid. And Jared Goff, I think Jared Goff's going to have a fantastic year here. And who knows? He may even be on the outside looking in. He may not be on the periphery of MVP. It's possible. He's going to have to throw the ball more now because Jahmyr Gibbs is hurt. So that's, you're relying on David Montgomery, who's fine, but it's better when he had Gibbs to play off of. But that could benefit Jared Goff in the long run. But the roar is restored in the Motor City with another division crown. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz, and let us know who you got in the NFC North. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.